Madison attorney Joel Winnig says Gabelman should resign because he lied in a controversial campaign ad that helped win him his seat on the bench in 2008. Winnig says he sees nothing inappropriate about calling for the resignation of a justice he may end up serving with if he wins the spring election.
He was put there by lying and cheating and violating the Code of Judicial Conduct. And if people raise up and join in the demands that we're making, he'll be gone. It's not over until I'm not breathing anymore. If it doesn't happen, I'll work with him like I'll work with anybody on the court.
So far, none of the other candidates have seconded the motion for Gabelman to resign. One of them, State Prosecutor Joanne Kloppenberg, says the legal dispute over Gabelman's use of an attack ad against then-Justice Louis Butler is over. A panel of appeals court judges ruled that Gabelman did not violate the ethics code, and the Supreme Court then deadlocked on whether to discipline him or not. Kloppenberg says Gabelman's behavior isn't an issue in her campaign to unseat incumbent Justice David Prosser.
The case is over. They're a collective group. It's a court. Their job is to decide the most important legal issues before the state, and I will work with them to do that.
The other two candidates in the race, incumbent Justice David Prosser and Assistant Public Defender Marla Stevens, could not be reached for comment. Voters will trim the field of four candidates in a statewide primary election on February 15th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.